The top American diplomat dealing with the troubles in Zimbabwe used some pretty undiplomatic language this past weekend to describe that country's president. Washington has pretty much given up on being nice and on a possible deal for Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe to share power with the man many believed actually won its presidential election. That diplomat spent the last few days meeting with leaders in southern Africa trying to convince them to toughen their stance against Mugabe, as NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt reports.
Maybe it wasn't a coincidence, but as U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Jendai Frazier was ratcheting up pressure on Robert Mugabe to step down, Mugabe was defiantly doing a bit of ratcheting up of his own.
I will never, never sell my country. I will never, 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 never surrender. Zimbabwe is mine.
But the U.S. disagrees. In a dramatic policy reversal, Frazier says she told regional leaders of the Southern African Development Community, or SADC, the United States believes in power sharing, but not now.
It's not credible with Mugabe as the president of the power sharing government because he has demonstrated that he doesn't believe in power sharing.
Frazier says the U.S. is withdrawing its offer to end sanctions and renegotiate with international lending institutions that had been based on a commitment to power sharing.
We're saying that we're not prepared to do any of that with Robert Mugabe still in government because we have no confidence that there will be genuine power sharing, which we believe is necessary to put in place the policies that would actually reverse the failed state, the failed economy, and certainly end the political violence, which we're continuing to see today with, you know, more than 30 people who have recently been disappeared over just the last month. Mm-hmm. We can't go on with that.
Zimbabwe is plagued with hyperinflation topping more than 200 million% and a rising cholera epidemic that has claimed more than 1,000 lives and has infected more than 21,000, though the U.S. says the dead are also in the thousands. Mugabe claims the epidemic was caused by germ warfare from the West, said Frazier.
I think that it just speaks to a man who's lost it, who's losing his mind, is out of touch with reality.
Frazier says SADC is fed up with Mugabe but must act more decisively against him.
But what it requires is for SADC to finally say to him, enough is enough.
Mugabe has threatened to call early elections, but Frazier says free and fair elections are not possible now.
I don't think you can organize it. You know, you have the Electoral Commission, that's questionable. The state security apparatus that has been used for this politically motivated violence is still there. And so I don't think one would want to put the population through trying to go back to the polls again.
Frazier says she expects the UN Security Council to get tougher on Zimbabwe in January, now that South Africa is no longer there to block it. But she says South Africa's credibility is also on the line.
I think it's fair for them to try negotiation of a power-sharing agreement. But when those actions don't work, you have to then look at what other options and what more robust options will be necessary to end this. It's a nightmare. And it's a growing nightmare, not just for the people of Zimbabwe, but for the entire region.
South African officials insist the current power-sharing arrangement is the only way forward. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, tapped as prime minister, said Friday his party, the Movement for Democratic Change, will withdraw from unity talks unless 42 kidnapped party members are either released or charged by New Year's Day. Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Pretoria, South Africa.